Milton Reed is a home decorator of sorts. He paints murals in people's apartments in the Robert Taylor homes. Around the neighborhood, Reed is known simply as the artist, as in, "Hey artist, how much you charge for a mural?" Reed charges between $50 and $200. He's learned over the years that there's one thing to be careful about. Don't paint the same mural in two apartments. People want theirs to be distinct. He once had a woman so upset, she threatened to punch him. As they tear down the high-rises, if you're fortunate, you might be able to make out one of Reed's paintings. Paintings which capture both the imaginings and realities of those who have lived in what may be America's most infamous community. When Reed started painting people's walls, the thing most requested were panthers, often in black and gold, to match people's furniture. But soon, Reed got other requests.
And I said, uh-oh, another good idea. She said, "I don't want no panthers." She told me, "I want just a sky here with water and trees." And I said, "Okay, you want something like a landscape, right? You want something like that? And I want the sun coming off the water, you know, how the shininess go." I said, "I understand. I know exactly what you're talking about. Let me try to make you feel good, you know." So all my customers started doing that. They went crazy. Most of the people take pictures of them and their girlfriend standing by the landscape, like they out there, right? They say, "Oh, it looks so real. Look at the video." I come to the house, they show me a photograph. They say, "Don't let nobody else see." I look at it. I said, "Oh no, here she is, her and her man standing up naked by the landscape, you know, or something. Or you'll see the man laying down like they at the lake or something. You know, you're not really there." They say, "It looks so real, don't it?" I said, "Yeah." Okay, in your front room, you either want a panther or you want a landscape. In the kids' room, it was always cartoons. In the bathroom, it was always dolphin, fish, or ducks in a washroom. Couldn't be nothing else. Oh, unless they want, ooh, I got a good one. Like I said, they give me the ideas. Lady said, "Can you draw me a naked man in my washroom?" She got kids in the house, right? Little kids. And I said, "Okay, I can do that in a silhouette. It'd be in black, like outlining. You understand what I'm saying?" She said, "Oh, okay, do it, do it." And I did it. Then she came back and she started laughing. She loved her. And the next thing I know, again, it spread it like a disease all through the project. I hate to tell you, some people got some weird imaginations. I'm sitting up here doing some work, and this girl had me draw this guy. She said, "I want a guy standing by a tree, taking a leap," right? Okay, and then it's all in black silhouette, right? Now, okay, I did this, right? But the oddest thing happened with this girl, she called him back down the next day. "I want you to draw Jesus Christ on that wall right there. I want that in color, and I'm giving you 50. I said, "Yeah, but can't you understand? You got a guy right here peeing on the wall, and you got Jesus right here." She said, "I'm paying you $50. You gonna do it or not?" I said, "Let me do what the customer said." So I do it, right? Then I have people come out with, "Ooh, I seen that Jesus Christ you drew in the house. Can you draw Jesus for me?" So I start putting Jesus on people's walls, right? Then they'll say, "Why didn't you draw my Jesus that dark? I want my Jesus white." Most of them wanted Jesus white, right? And I said, "Well, really, Jesus really wasn't white. He was like, look, I'm paying you. You do it the way I say do it. I know how he looked." I said, "Oh, okay, I guess you're right." Because, see, they probably met Jesus in person, so. I had a guy mention something like, he told me, "Milton," and it really hurt me when I found out it, man. "Remember you drew me and my wife on the wall?" I said, "Yeah, I remember that." He said, "I want you to draw it again in the other room, me and her and the kid, because we got a kid now." Okay, I got to drawing it, right? I didn't know it until I finished the design. He told me, "You know, my wife passed, she died." You know, a lot of people start having me do that. Are they people that died? Okay, you know around the Robert Taylor there's so many deaths. Well, young people just shooting each other, right? Killing each other. So it was so many rest in peace signs I had to do, right? "Oh, I want this rest in peace. Can you do this one?" And don't you know, usually women will say, "I don't want no tombstone in my bedroom." And the guy said, "Well, you know, give respect for my friend that's dead and then my other friend." And I found out that this guy ain't got no one or two friends there. He got about 10. That guy said, can you do, I want you 10 of them. I said, can I just draw you one big tombstone? You know, he said, no, I don't want all of them on one tombstone. I want them on different tombstones. I said, oh, okay. So I said, I'll do it. The oddest request I ever had in my life. Here it go. We in the Robert Teller standing up. We on about the 10th floor. She said, I want you to paint like my whole wall, like there's no wall here at all. Like you standing, you can look right outside. I said, okay, I understand what you're saying. You want me to draw where it looks like the whole wall been busted out right here. So you can walk in your house. When you open her door up and look in the house, it'd be just like you looking right outside. You see the clouds. You'll see the high rises downtown, okay? Now, that's not what really make it odd. It's what she had me do when I come back the next week. And this is what she had me do. Now, I want you to draw me standing right here on the side. Just draw me. You're going to draw the back of my head, something like this. You're going to draw this part of me doing this. Her right hand is going forward, and her right feet, everything is forward, right? It's just like the wrecking crew came along and just tore that part out, and she got her arm sticking out there like that outside the window. And I couldn't understand her. Why would you want me to draw you doing like this? Or maybe she dancing, or maybe she want me to draw her, make it look like she pushing her hand out there so she can feel out there and air out there. So I did it, and I charged her. And guess what she wanted? She didn't tell me until I finished painting her. And they said, okay, down here, I want you to draw my man. So it should appear that he's further away from me, so you make him smaller. I said, I know how to draw. I know about perspective. His feet were sticking up to the sky, and his hands were going down. You can see his mouth open real wide. And in perspective, a foreshortening, you'll see one of his feet coming this way in a big shoe. Because there's one leg going way back and the other leg going further closer to you. That lady, I actually drew this lady pushing this man out the window. Instead of murdering this guy, she can take her fantasy out like that, okay? And it's good I painted the picture for her because she probably would have killed that guy. Once they tear all the Robert Tellers down, which they're going to eventually do, it won't decrease my business, it will only increase. I know that. I'm doing more work now than I ever done. You know, in homes, and most of them getting Section 8s, and I'm going to other new row houses in Milwaukee and Calumet. They usually come and get me in a car and pick me up. They have me paint exactly the same thing they had in their house before. They say, I want the same thing. You know, you have my house looking, I want it just like that. And it really gets me, and but it's fun to me. The real trend that's really going on now, since they tying down the Robert Tellers, they want me to come to their home and paint the Robert Teller homes. In the front room, when you first walk in that door, when you first open the door, the first thing you'll see is a project. And you say, oh, they've been tore down a long time ago. So and the first thing that comes in your mind, you used to live in a Robert Teller. And they want everybody to notice. Look, in my mind, I decided that go ahead on and give these people something that they could never have in their life. Give it to them and it'll make them happy, real happy.